Elton John has conceived his new album, The Captain and the Kid, as a sequel to the 1975 album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Working with his longtime lyricist, Bernie Taupin, Elton John picks up that concept album's loose theme of a couple of artists who struggle and begin to succeed, and brings it up to date. Rock critic Ken Tucker says The Captain and the Kid is an artistic success beyond the terms John and Taupin set for themselves.
Richard Nixon, Godzilla, Tennessee Williams, Donald Duck, John Lennon, the Big Bad Wolf, and the Beach Boys are all invoked on The Captain and the Kid. Bernie Taupin's lyrics to Elton John's melodies have long traded on pop culture imagery as shortcuts to mood and message. The Judy Garland melancholy of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is only the most famous example by this duo. Where stuffing songs with familiar names is, in others, frequently a sign of lazy songcraft, for Taupin, it helps him organize his thoughts and sharpen his points.
We heard Richard Nixon say, "Welcome to the USA." The common sense I sometimes lack has opened up a seismic crack. We've fallen in and I can't pull back. And I guess we'll have to stay.
As you can hear, Elton John's vocals are very strong these days. At 59 years old, his voice has a darkened, burnished quality. He can't, or maybe he just doesn't choose to, reach for an upper register except to give out a bluesy yelp now and then. In other words, he sounds his age, and the album complements that maturity. On the most superficial level, it's a nostalgia record, with Taupin's words reminding Elton of their early wonderment over the first time these British lads experienced Hollywood, Manhattan, fame, wealth, and drugs. The album isn't a jaded downer, but it's also much more than a litany of "we have survived" mawkishness. What both men have always been good at is setting a mood and letting the mood speak for itself without letting either piano chords or showy metaphors get in the way.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Snow in the park and skaters on the ice. Long black cars standing side by side, loading up the boys at night. Turned up our collars to the chill of the wind, caught an innocent smile from a taxi at the lights. Not something you'd see on New York street. It's such an uncommon sight. But I wouldn't have it any other way. This city's got a thing about it. Don't try to understand it. New York City, I'd really like to stay. New York City,
I'm afraid that many of my colleagues in the music press have unthinkingly accepted the promotional idea that The Captain and the Kid is the best album Elton and Bernie have made since, as so many reviews have referred to it, as 1975's classic Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. But Captain Fantastic is no classic at all. I'd argue that it has only one song on it that belongs on a greatest hits, Someone Saved My Life Tonight. I'd further argue that the album Elton made before it, 1974's Caribou, was more wide-ranging and thoughtful. While the album he made after it, 1975's Rock of the Westies, is simply Elton John's most underrated album ever. Go listen to songs like Island Girl and Hard Luck Story and Grow Some Funk of Your Own and tell me I'm wrong. And a new tune like this one from The Captain and the Kid is more nuanced and truthful than anything on Captain Fantastic.
Hey, how about this? A little conversation tonight. Thinking aloud how we struggle to find our place in the busy heights. Don't often do this. We never really get the chance. Nearly froze to death.
That's the good thing about Elton John. He can sing about missing the glorious freedom of 1967 and send out thanks on this album's liner notes to contemporary acts like the Scissor Sisters and the Killers. He's always been one of the most open-minded of rock stars. He's never lost the sense of being a pop fan, of enjoying being surprised by new sounds. It's what gives what could have been a misty nostalgia trip the sound of a brisk jaunt, an animated conversation between Elton and Bernie Taupin about what gives them pleasure in the here and now.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Captain and the Kid.